In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. This is a wonderful day in which we celebrate good things. We celebrate a good life. We celebrate bravery. A day during which we celebrate the things that we are supposed to live. The life we are supposed to follow. If you are anything like me, I'm sure by now you dread looking at your news feed first thing in the morning. How many times have we gone to sleep and woken up with a very different world, with a very different experience, with even more bloodshed, even more pain, even more sorrow? And this is the world as it is portrayed to us. It is the reality we are forced to live on a daily basis. We see evil, and we recognize the power of that evil, and we think that that power is the only one that exists. And how wrong we are. You see, that is what makes us fall. That is what leads us to losing hope. That we think that there's nothing else. In my pastoral responsibilities, I sat with a young woman in the last few days who said, "I look at the world, and I don't know why I would want to be married and bring children into this world. I don't know why I would want to subject them to what we see and put them at risk of what we're experiencing today." And if we were to measure life by what we see and what we hear, then that could well be true. But there is something very different. There is a world and a life that is very different out there, that our eyes must be open to. There are good, brave people. There are people who still live holiness. There are people who still stand up for what is right. From those who protect us and defend us, whether it's here, domestically, or internationally. Those who protect our borders, those who protect our health. Those who protect our way of life. Those who protect the morals and ethics that we live. Of course, that is our armed forces, our police, our politicians, people in public life, our advocates, are all part of this machinery of protection. But with all the love and respect for all of you, what we are doing in this world is purely to try to do our little bit to protecting what God has already granted. You see, we all have a right to living a safe life. We all have a right to being who we are, as long as that doesn't encroach on the rights and freedoms of others. We all have a right to believe, but we do not have a right to tell others what they must believe. We can invite others to what we believe, and as Christians we do. The gospel that we just heard tells us of the wonderful invitation we receive. The Lord comes to us and says, He is life. He is life. He is the origin of life. He is the creator of life. He is the guardian of life. He is our salvation first and foremost. And regardless of what we are forced to think, we have every right to believe that. Sometimes we think that to be gracious Christians, we have to believe everything. But in fact, you can't believe everything. Because some things are completely contradictory to others. As Christians, we are not only called, we are instructed to not only respect and accept, but to love every person. In the last few weeks, we've received an incredible amount of support from some people who are sitting here tonight. After the tragic death, murder, of 21 Christians in Libya, 20 of them Coptic Christians, just for not renouncing their faith. And then recently, just a few days ago, the announcement that another 30 Ethiopian Christians, again in Libya, again barbarically, horrifically, losing their lives, just because they would not renounce their faith. What should our reaction be? Anger? Resentment? Outrage? As Christians, we are called to do what appears to be impossible. And that is, not only to not be angry, not only to not hate, but to actually love and forgive the perpetrators of those crimes. And what makes it virtually impossible is what makes it so audible and accepted by the world. Because when the world sees that reaction, it just doesn't understand. Growing up in Sunday school, we are all told, and we all roll our eyes, that we must love our enemies. It is no longer an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth. It is love your enemies. Love those who persecute you. Today we celebrate St. George, the great St. George, who means something, I'm sure, to everyone here. What we see in him is what we must try to reach here in our own lives today. Because what has been proven to us over the past weeks is that power and witness and dedication is not just a thing of the past. Sacrificing, even paying the ultimate price just for believing, is not a thing of the past. It's still happening today. Now, these ones are the ones we saw. But there are so many others who are persecuted, and we're not even aware of them. In his life, we see conviction. And maybe what we lack is conviction. He was a successful man. He was a community leader. He was a military commander. Yet, even in the face of all of that, he would not renounce his faith. It is that strength that allows us to be faithful witnesses in the world today. It is us saying no to that which challenges our faith that allows us to contribute to society. With all of these wonderful people in all of these wonderful positions, they can't do it alone. We're the ones in the world on a daily basis as we walk up and down our streets, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, and in everything that we experience. We are those who must be those gracious and powerful advocates in the world. And then, when people listen to that horrific news, when they listen to that apparent defeat, they also realize that there are good people out there. There are brave people out there. I actually met one of them walking down the street. I spoke to one of them at my school, in my workplace. I encountered one of them in trying to make a decision. We have a huge challenge in our church, and that is that in every liturgic Eucharistic service, we read the book of the saints, the Synaxarium. And we become desensitized to the life of the saints. We think, yes, well, martyrdom, that happened centuries ago. Saints lived centuries ago. Back when St. George was just plain old Commander George, he wasn't a saint. He was just one of us. He just did the right thing. Saints don't become saints by doing huge things. Saints become saints by living holiness on a daily basis. And that's all we're called to do, nothing else. To live holiness on a daily basis. So today we celebrate that life and we realize that we can be part of it. Today we celebrate it and realize that we can one day be the St. George's, men and women, of the next decades, the next centuries. When people look at our lives, people look at your lives, the lives of people you know, and they see what you do and they see how you live and they see the choices we make, and they are inspired then just as we are inspired now. So yes, the world is full of evil, but the world is full of infinitely more good. Yes, in the world there are challenges, and there are apparent defeats. Just like a few weeks ago when we celebrated Holy Week, we celebrated the crucifixion. Everyone thought they had it. They defeated this man who was causing so much trouble. Yet 3 days later, that apparent defeat was ultimate victory. That is our message here. The joy we live, the victory we live, the power we live is real. We should never let anyone take that away from us. We should never let anyone take away our hope, because that is what we have. Hope that in Him, through Him, with Him, He guides our lives, He empowers us, and He allows us to be His light. I pray that tonight I am speaking to people who in a few centuries will be the St. George's of that era, looking upon us, looking upon that example, and being inspired them to be those St. George's of their era and inspiring others. Because this is the continuity of the message, and this is the power of that continuity until we meet again in the kingdom prepared for us. Glory be to God forever. Amen.